T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Folks, I absolutely love Deshaun Watson. Love him to death. Love the person he is. Love the player he is. Exploded onto the NFL scene before tearing his ACL in his rookie year. And we've seen it time and time again in the National Football League. Players, for one reason or another, have a bit of a sophomore slump. Now, Deshaun Watson was good enough last year to lead the Texans to an 11-5 record. And I think the reason for, if there was any said slump, it had a lot to do with the Texans having the worst offensive line in the league. But, you know, and the players really care about this stuff. The Madden ratings are out yesterday, and Deshaun Watson only gets an 82. And his former teammate, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, hops on Twitter and says, "Deshaun Watson an 82? Are you kidding me?" So I don't know. It seems like the rest of the league isn't as bullish on Deshaun Watson as I am. Joining us to talk about Deshaun and the inordinate number of players on this team from Clemson and South Carolina is a good friend of mine, is one of the nicest guys in the business. For my money, he's the best beat reporter in the country. And oh, by the way, is one heck of an actor. He's appeared in The Longest Yard, Disney's Game Plan, the movie Secretariat, and also Cook County. My friend John McClain joins us right now on the show. John, it seems like only yesterday we were sitting out at Little Woodrow's on a hot summer day for an entire afternoon show on Sports Radio 610. Great to catch up with you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing real well, John. Doing really well, and happy to have you on with us. So John, so many players from the state of South Carolina. I had a listener from me make the connection with former owner Bob McClain, graduate of SC, lived in the Spartanburg area. And then, so lo and behold, you look up, and so many players from this state on the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson, year two. What are the how is the city feeling about Deshaun Watson right now, heading into year three of his career?
Well, first of all, Mark, Bob McNair had nothing to do with that. They draft guys from South Carolina and Clemson because they think they're the best players, and all those guys on their team are really good. Mm-hmm. And with DeAndre, I don't give a hoot about Madden ratings. I've been covering the NFL since 1977 and following it since I was a kid in 1960. And I know what I see. And I wrote a column 2 weeks ago that I believe after this season, people around the NFL will know what we know, that Deshaun Watson's an elite quarterback who should be ranked right up among the top. And I'll point out, this is his third season, his second full season as a starter. In his starts, they averaged 27 points a game, top five in the league. Last year, despite being sacked 62 times, knocked down another 132, and a lot of those were his fault for holding the ball too long. Playing with a collapsed lung and a broken rib, he still accounted for 31 touchdowns, including 26 passing. His rating of 103 was sixth in the league. His average per attempt of 8.2 was tied for fifth in the league. He's the only quarterback in NFL history, Mark, to throw for at least 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and rush for at least 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. And he only had 9 interceptions, and a couple of those were ricochets, despite all those limitations I just went over. And he missed his second and third receivers, Will Fuller and Kiki QT, for 19 games total. He had two rookie tight ends in Jordan Thomas and Jordan Akins. His starting running back, Lamar Miller, missed 2.5 games. His backup running back, Deontay Foreman, didn't do squat coming back from Achilles surgery. So it was him and Hopkins, two Clemson guys basically on their offense. Now, they used first and second round picks on offensive tackles. They took a chance on Matt Khalil 2 years ago. He started 17 games with Panthers last year. He didn't play. They've got everybody healthy now. Lamar Miller's in the last year of his contract, should be motivated. Deontay Foreman looks great. So if all those things are just a little bit better, I think Watson is going to be great and the offense is going to be prolific.
John McClain joining us here on the show. John, so we look at this division, right? And it's a division that's gotten a lot better. The Jacksonville adds Nick Foles. Tennessee's made upgrades on their lines. The Indianapolis Colts are the trendy pick. I've seen some having them going all the way to the Super Bowl this year. What are your expectations for the Texans' performance this year? I've seen a mixed bag of differing opinions all across the country.
They play a first-place schedule that is very difficult, but difficult for the defense, not the offense. They play 8 of the top 10 offenses. Their quarterbacks over the first 7 weeks, let me think right quick, Drew Brees, Nick Foles, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, I can't remember who the sixth one is, and then Derek Carr is the seventh one. And over the second half, it's easier, and they only play Andrew Luck twice and Tom Brady once. So they're going against some prolific offenses, but they're also going against some defenses that are, oh, Patrick Mahomes, I could overlook the MVP. He's also in the first six. And so if they can tread water there and be maybe 4-3 after that stretch to get down to the end of the season, they get Tennessee twice and Tampa once. And I think I'm picking Indianapolis to win the division, Texans to get a wild card. Their front seven's good. Their secondary suspect. And the key, of course, is Watson. A.J. McCarron is his backup. Last year, Brandon Whedon played one play. They hope McCarron doesn't have to play one play because they want Watson to go the distance.
John McClain, for my money, the best beat writer in the country, has covered the Texans for the Houston Chronicle as long as they've been in existence. Also, a noteworthy actor, has appeared in The Longest Yard, Secretariat, and Cook County, joining us here on the show this afternoon. Has Jadeveon Clowney earned the long-term contract he's not getting?
Depends on how much money he wants. They're not going to pay Clowney as a premier pass rusher because he's not a premier pass rusher. He is a great against the run. He's good against the pass. He's never had 10 sacks. But you're not going to get paid. If you're an outside player in a 3-4 or defensive end in a 4-3, and he does both, they're not going to pay him like an elite pass rusher. Now, if he wanted money like Trey Flowers signed with Detroit, $90 million, they do that. They give him $100 million, but they're not giving him $105 million up because he's got to be a premier pass rusher to be paid like one. They get him this year on a franchise tag of $15.9 million. He's filed a grievance to be classified as a defensive end, which would give him another $1.8 million. The NFLPA and the NFL Management Council will go over every play and see where he lined up and make that determination at some point. As a franchise player, we knew he wasn't going to sign a long-term deal. I've been saying it for a year since he turned down a deal before camp last year. So he needs to have a great year as a pass rusher and force them to step up and pay him like one.
John McClain joining us. John, DJ Reader at defensive tackle. Here's a player that's really coming into his own, is not as well known on the national scene, but in the AFC South, they sure know his name. They sure know who he is. And he's a guy that frees things up a lot for the likes of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. What kind of impact do you see from DJ this year? Could this be a breakout season?
DJ is going to get a contract extension before the season, I believe. Fifth-round pick. He started 10 games at defensive end, 6 at nose tackle in a 3-man front. They love the guy. Great teammate. Great, great guy. And good quote, too. We all in the media love DJ Reader, and I think he'll be very happy after he signs an extension. I believe he'll get it. Before they start, once they start, they don't sign players two extensions. Another guy I'd like to point out from South Carolina, Rock Hill, Jonathan Joseph, 35 years old, has been in the NFL since 2006, has been in with the Texans since 2011. Jonathan is back to start at cornerback, came off a pretty good year, and one of my all-time favorite players. And I believe whenever Jonathan finally retires, he'll go straight to the Texans front office or coaching staff, and they'll never let him leave Houston.
Yeah, and he's just been such a leader in that secondary, a secondary that now loses the Honey Badger heading into that season. That secondary to you, John, I mean, is it still the problem area on that defense, or do you think they've made some progress?
They brought in a lot of new players. The only DB they made an offer to that left was Matthew, and he got that incredible deal from Kansas City. And they didn't make an offer to Kareem Jackson. He went to Denver. Kevin Johnson, he went to Buffalo. And they signed Bradley Roby of Denver, 1 year, $10 million. He saw the kind of money Tyrann Mathieu got after signing 1 year, $7 million. So he should be highly motivated at corner. Tashawn Gibson from Jacksonville started every game last 2 years. And Jahlil Adaiye from the Chargers started every game the last 2 years. They're the second and third safeties behind Justin Reed, who is going to be a star. He was a third-round pick last year, Mark, and he really stood out, big play kid. So they got a lot of changes. Second-round pick Lonnie Johnson from Kentucky got hurt in off-season program, didn't do much, nothing getting in. The only best way to get in a coach's doghouse, come back out of shape. Number two is be a rookie who's hurt.
You can't do that. Can't make the club in the tub, they say. John, what – DeAndre Hopkins, to me, is bar none the best receiver in the NFL today. Dropped zero passes last year. I can't remember who it was, but it was on ESPN's NFL Live. One of their guys ranked his top five wide receivers and didn't have DeAndre Hopkins in it. Almost fell out of my chair. No, he doesn't have the blazing speed. So what is it about him? If you were describing the positive traits of DeAndre Hopkins to somebody that couldn't fully understand how a player that's more, you know, more average speed among wide receivers, what makes him who he is on the field, John?
Mark, when he came out of Clemson and the Texans picked, I like 27th. I actually got that pick right in my mock draft because I knew how much Gary Kubiak liked him, and the general manager Rick Smith. Then they didn't put the big emphasis on speed. And they'll tell you how hard he works, how durable he is. He's only missed one game in his career. Some wide receivers get shampoo in their eyes, and they sit out for 6 months. DeAndre plays. He plays healthy. He plays hard. He gets double teamed. He's got great hands. He's got big hands. Yeah, he was a good basketball, great basketball player in high school, and he was a good basketball player at Clemson until he went football full time. And he still thinks he could have made it big time as a basketball player. He's got great hands. He fights for the ball. He has a tremendous catch radius, unbelievable concentration when the ball's in the air. He thinks every ball should be his. I've said before, Mark, and I'm not exaggerating, and I've told him this, I almost like watching him not catch a pass better than I do other players catching passes, because of there's so many players around him, and he still had an incredible season last year, and they expect him to again this season.
He's an incredible player. He's an incredible player, and he's an incredible beat writer. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle updating us on the Clemson and South Carolina players that play for the Houston Texans. John, it's been too long, but I really appreciate catching up with you, buddy. Thank you so very much. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll be sure to circle back with you again when we get going here, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate all the kind words. Anytime you need an update on those South Carolina guys, you just let me know.
Definitely. John McClain, Houston Chronicle, Houston, Texas. You know, one of the examples that I share with you that, like, a lot of times I've found in the sports media business, some of the most famous people are some of the nicest people. Some of the people that are trying to climb the ladder and they don't yet have a name are some of the rudest people. John McClain has 140,000 followers on Twitter, folks. He's been in four major movies. producers call him to try to get him to appear in movies, right? Because he so fits the image. He can be like the funny media guy. He can play a funny coach. And he's in Secretariat. He's in The Longest Yard. He has roles where you see him and he's not an extra, right? So and he's always so kind with his time. He's an institution in Houston. Like if you ask anybody in Houston, name the top five media members in Houston, he's number one on everybody's list. And yet you text him, and here's what he said to me when I texted him yesterday. He's like, Mark, I have commitments media-wise until 2:45 your time. If that's okay with you, we can do that. If not, I'd be happy to do any other day and time that's right for you. And I said, hey, man, how about 3? Let's roll it at 3. We'll push the top 3 at 3 back one segment, and we'll roll with you. An update on the Gamecocks and Clemson Tigers playing for the Houston Texans in the National Football League.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.